We are learning Masechtas Psachim, Daf Nun Beis Amud Beis, and we're starting the second line from the top, Tanan Hasam. We continue the sugya of beer. But now we're going into just Klolis, like a general rules about beer. Tanan Hasam, look at the Mishnah. Sholesh Arotzais LeBeer. There are three regions in Eretz Yisrael for Zman beer. That means these regions go separately. In each region, if the cucumbers are finished in Yehuda, then the whole Yehuda can eat cucumbers. But the Gaul is still cooked. Every region is separate. Shalosh Rotzes is Labir. Yehuda, Ve'ever Hayarden, Ve'gol. The three regions. Ve'shalosh Rotzes B'chalach Zvachas. And each region has three Rotzes in there. Ve'lam, Frank, the Gemara, Ve'lam Amru, Shalosh Rotzes Labir. Frank, either Mishnah asks this or the Gemara asks this. Ve'lam Amru, Shalosh Rotzes Labir. What's it Negeya, the three Rotzes Labir? So there's nine. Like, why say three? What's going on? Three or nine? So the Mishnah explains, or the Gemara explains, so you the Chiddush is like this, that in Yehuda, even though there are three different areas in the region Yehuda, they allow to eat cucumbers in every region until all three regions don't have cucumbers. Because even though, I'm explaining what the Gemara says later on, that even though, let's say in two of the regions they don't eat, but the Chayas, they go the whole Yehuda. They spread around the whole Yehuda to eat their thing. So Chay doesn't have his cucumbers here, go to a different part of Yehuda. But they don't go to Gaul to eat. That they don't do already. Therefore, each region has the same thing because they don't go to Gaul. Or to Eva Yardin. So, not immediately. How do we know? How do we know? Pasuk says like this. That on Shvius, for the behemoths and the chayas, they have everything they want to eat, they can eat. And make a drasha. Kozman shechaya chels min asada, kozman the wild animals eat in the soda, hachel le behemoth shebayis. You could feed the behemoths in your house, which means domesticated behemoths. Behemoths are behemoths that you have in your pens, in your barns. That's behemoths. Chayas are the animals that the foxes and the deer, all the things that are out in the open, those are called the chayas. So, Kozman, the Chayas have what to eat, then you can feed your cows on your property, which means, and yourself. Kol Chayas of a Sada, if the Chayas don't have any more food to eat in the Sada, in the fields, Kol Behemtech of a Bais. You gotta get rid of the stuff from your house. This calls Zman beer. You have to mafker the extra produce from your house. Vigamiri, and we have a Kabbalah, the Ein Chayas of Huda, Gdela, Perish of a Gol. Which the way Rashi explains is that the Chayish Yehuda does not go looking for food in Gol. He doesn't like the food in Gol, he doesn't go there. He only goes around Yehuda, only around this region. Therefore, kala food in Yehuda, there's no more food left in Yehuda, that's it, it's Zman beer, even though there is food in Gol. And Chayish in Gol, they like Perish Yehuda, and Chayish in Gol don't nourish from Perish in Yehuda because they don't. They don't cross the border. It's not that the food there they wouldn't be able to eat. It means that they don't go that far. They only stay around their own region. Zot the Gemara Vayta. Tanu Rabbana. Peres shiyotsu me'eretz Yisrael l'chutz la'aretz. So halacha is Zman beer. Zman beer means, so the way Rashi sounds like Zman beer, it sounds like you have to be mafker it and destroy it. You have to let behemoths trample on it. But Tosfos Der Maskil Masparim argues on this, and he says, Zman Beer just means I can't store more than three meals in my house, I got to be mafker it. And a lot of Hashem say Rashi agrees to that. Rashi did not mean to destroy it. Rashi just meant the Ikka word Rashi was the hefker part of it. So it means you have to be mafker. Paris, also, so what happens if you took the Paris Mary the Shul, and you went to Chutz Laretz, and either you did it by mistake, or for whatever reason, you brought the Shvius from Eretz Yisrael, the Shemitah produce, from Eretz Yisrael Chutz Laretz. So the Asroigim, Zegeh, Asroigim, Nofak, Eretz Yisrael Chutz Laretz. Perish Yotzim, Eretz Yisrael Chutz Laretz. Mesparim, B'chol Mokim, Shehem. You could be Mevarit, Mafkirit, wherever you are. You're at a Eretz Yisrael, you're in Mitzrayim, you're in Egypt, you're just Mafkir right there. Rav Shem Lozaimer, Yachshu, Mokim, Mesparim. You got to bring it back to Eretz Yisrael and be Mevarit. The pasuk says, Zman beer is dafka in Eretz Yisrael. Break the Gemara. How can you use this pasuk for that? Ha'afikto. We used it for the drasha before. We had a lacha before that every region has own din, and just because you have pears in another region doesn't mean you're allowed to eat pears in this region. How do you know that? We don't know from the word artzecha. that it has to be available in your land, not in someone else's land. So we use that possibility. How can you use it now that you have to go back to Eretz Yisrael, to Mivar? So the Gemara, in the word Aretzecha, there's two drashas. Karubei Ba'aretz, Ba'aretzecha. First of all, the extra word Ba'aretz, and that teaches us that it goes past your region. And then there's another Ba'aretzecha that you have to bring it back to Dubir. Inami Ma'asher Ba'aretzecha, the extra word Asher. Either way, Rav Shimon Bar Loza has a drasha, they got to bring back your parents. So it's B'chagas Tanakama, Rav Shimon Bar Loza, the Gavis Man Beer. So it can be Negei Asrigim. When you want to get finished with your Asrig, and you want to be Mevarit, you have to Mafgir, it could be you have to bring it back to Asrigim to Mevarit. It could be this is telling that, but it's not going to Lachal Maisir Asrigim, but this is the Shaila. You have to bring it back to Asrigim to be Mevarit. To get rid of it, to Mafgir. Zogtin Gemar. A story. Rav Safra Nofak married Yisrael to Chutz Laretz. Rav Safra went out to marry Yisrael to Chutz Laretz. He brought out the Paris. And Tosis speaks about it. Really, it's really awesome, really, to bring the Paris Shvius from Eretz Yisrael. So he says that either we're talking about taking it, they're taking it out L'Schayra, that there's a certain type of Schayra that's Mutter, with Paris Shvius, or was B'Shoigig, whatever the story was, by mistake. He brought out Paris from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laretz. Rav Safra Nofak from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laretz. Hava Bahadei Garva de Charmi de Shvius. He had a barrel of wine of Shemitah. Lavu Bahadei Rav Huna Breid Rav Ikar of Kana. With him were two Tamidim of Rav Avo. One was named Rav Huna Breid Rav Ikar, and all of Amir's name was Rav Kana. Amalahu, and now came Zman Beer. You know what to do now. He has his barrel of wine. He gives him mafkir right here, or he has to bring it back to Eretz Yisrael. What you do? You know what you do? It's a big barrel. It's not easy. So he asked the Ravo, he asked the two Talmidim Ravo, Ikele Shomid Leminei Ravo, did you ever hear from Ravo if Allah Rav Shimon Loza or Loi? Rav Shimon Loza holds you have to bring it back. Did you ever hear if he passed Rav Shimon Loza or not? Omri Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana said, Hachim Ravo Halacha Rav Shimon Loza. Rav Kahana said over, the Ravo said, we pass him like Rav Shimon Loza. Omri Rav Huna Breid Rav Ika, Hachim Ravo, no. Rav always said the opposite. Ain Allah Hashem Ralaza. So now what do you do? You have one Talmud says this way, and Talmud this way. So you want to go to Kulam Mustama. You don't want to bring it back. So what do you do? So that the Kachav on Rav Safra, Nekoit Hai Klolo the Rav Huna B'yodech. We go like Rav Huna. The Dayik V'gomar Shmaitza Pumi the Rabbi. He's very precise when he says over and he learns the Shmaitza from his Rabbi. Like Rashi says, when he learned the Shmaitza, he said it over a bunch of times. He made sure he got 100% right. He said it over. He didn't space out. He said everyone. And he learned every single one. He learned it over. And just like Rechava the Pumpadisa. Domer Rechava, just like Rechava also was very medactic. Domer Rechava and Rabbi Yehuda, Harabai is Stav Kofal Hoya, Stav Afnim is Stav. That the Harabais had benches, double benches around and around. And what's the diktuk of this? Rashi's diktuk is, he says Rebbe Yehuda, because it was a suffix, which who was? It was Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya? The word Rebbe Yehuda encompasses both of those names, and therefore he said Rebbe Yehuda. It's medactic. In all the Masechtas, Rashi has different pshat, some of the word stav. He used the Aramaic word stav, which was the word of the Tana. So he's very medactic to say the word, even though that wasn't like the going word then, it's really the itztava. But he used the word stav because he was very medactic to say it exactly the way it is. Akaponim, so he's saying, Rav Safra said that Rav Huna always medactic like Rechava. Karila. So because that's our kind of stories. What did Rav Safra do? He was Mekel, right? Rav Safra made it did a kula. He was Mekel. Because he said Rav Huna is more medactic. So Karila Rav Yosef said on him, he said like a melitza. Melitza means like, you know, you take a pasuk and you say it means like, you know, that's what he's trying to do. It says in the pasuk, Ami be'itza yishol makli agla. The pasuk on the pasuk is the people who do kishuf. They say that makel, the stick, will tell him what to do. But he dashed like this. Kol ha-mekel loy magaloy. Whoever's being mekel, he'll tell me, you know, we'll go like the mekel. Like, you know, some people like the mekel, but chashom say Rav Saf like that. But he's saying that's a pasuk, you know, they always like the mekel. They like the mekel pshat, and that's how they go. Zogtik mara vayte. Yeah. Rav Eloi, the maise, Rav Eloi caught kefenaisa the shvius. Rav Eloi needed wood. He needed wood for his shed. And he cut the dekel tree down. And even though the dates on it weren't, they didn't finish growing. They weren't finished. Now, halacha is that on Shemitah, you're not allowed to destroy fruit on Shemitah. So it's Issa, loyal hefsi. You can't destroy fruit on Shemitah. Here, he cut down the branches and didn't let those kofnias grow. Rav Loi cuts. The Gemara at the end will say Abshah, but the Gemara thought right now. Rav Loi cuts kafnais of the Shvius. He cut these young dates, and he cut the tree, even though the young dates were still on the tree. He cut off branches. He needed the branches for wood. Frankly, Gemara, hey, how can I do that? La ochlar makwana will have said. Shmita food, fruit is made to eat, not for hefset. Maybe it's only when it reaches the level of peri. But maybe if it didn't reach the level of peri, then I could destroy it because it's not peris yet. But it's not true because I'll show you that even a kafdiyos, which is a small, tiny date, is called a peri ready. The shells of arla. Asiri, also for Arlo. Why? I hope it's a Shaymer LePeri. Since they are a Shaymer for the Peri. Now, if a Shaymer LePeri Amos Hava, when does a Peri have a Shaymer? We get Peris when they're finished growing, there's no Shaymer around it. When does a Shaymer have it? But Kufi, when they're very small, a lot of times Peris grow with a shell, and then as it gets bigger, the shell pops off. Vikakara LePeri, we call it a Shaymer LePeri. So you see, even when something small has a Shame Peri on it. So that's the kasha over here. The kasha is, how could we say pshat over here? He knocked down the tree, it's called still a kafni. The kafni is not called a peri, even when it's small, it's called a peri. So tomorrow, Rav Nachman, the Omer Krav Yesi. Rav Nachman says, like Rav Nachman said, it's not a peri. Forget it. Rav Nachman said that the tachli, the arla, is called a peri. He's going to Krav Yesi. We're going to our bottom. Rav Nachman, Krav Yesi, the Tanan Resi Eimer, smother a small grape, oster peshu peri. A small grape is oster because it has a din peri. It's talking about arlo there. It has an ister arlo on a tiny grape. Why? Because it's din peri. Well, pli rabbanon la, we know rabbanon agur rabbi yasi. So we are going to rabbanon to hold that a small peri is not called a peri, and therefore we have pshat why he knocked down that tree. Maskvla of shumin and adoyi. When we pli rabbanon la rabbi yasi, rabbanon don't agur rabbi yasi b'shar ilanis. They only argue by grapes, not by other ilanis. And here we're talking about a kafnaisa was dates, was different peri. And the only time you find Rabban Agur Rabbi Yasi is only by grapes, not by shar ilanis. What's the raya? But now we're into the Mishnah. Me'imis ayin koitzis lanis b'shvias. When are you not allowed to cut down trees on shvias? Which means, when is it a hefsid when you cut down a tree on shvias? When is it called peris enough to call a hefsid? B'sham yomrim kol ilanis b'shiretziu. Any ilanis, they start growing peris, a little bit the bud comes out, you already cannot knock down the tree. We still don't know. It depends which type of fruit or vegetable. Acharuvim, the boxer, Mishir Shashu. When it starts looking like a chain, when it looks like a chain of boxer, that's when it's already called a pre. Vagafanim, when it's grapes, Mishir Yigru, Mishir Agri. It's a little bigger than a smadar. It's a little bigger grape. It's like a size of a small bean. Vazesim, Mishir Nitzu, and olives when they get a little like a leaf out of it. V'sharkei lano is all alone. Mishir Yitzi, when it comes out, it already has a shame pay really got v'shvias. All other things, including dates. V'om Rav Asi, and how do we know Yagriu will be according to Rabbanan, not according to Rav Yitzi? Because V'om Rav Asi, who baiser, who geru, who pull a lavan? Baiser and Yagriu are the same thing. Baiser is bigger than a smadar. And who pull a lavan? Frank Gemara pull a lavan, you think it's a bean? No. Elam Shuru can pull a lavan. It looks like a small bean. Now, Uman Shamale Dama Baiser in Smadaloi. Who's the one who says it has to be Baiser to call a peri? Which means Mishia Griu is Baiser. Who's that Madiyam of this Mishnah? It's the Rabbanon. Because Rabbi Yasi already has Smadar is called a peri. It's Rabbanon. Viktani, Shar Kal Hailan Shiyatsu. It says here Gabi Shvias. Once a little bud comes out, you're not cut it down. So it's back Shver. How could Rabbi Loi cut down these trees for the even though it had Kafnaisa at small dates? You can't say we're going to Rabbanon. Rabbanon agree by a date tree when it comes out. It's already also, it's called a peri, it's also to cut down. Don't tell me because the augur is a basic. We got to be grapes. Now they got to be other peris. So Marcel Rabbi Loi, the Neschini cuts. He cut down a certain tree called a Neschini, which is a male deckle tree. And there, the this is the biggest it gets. It only gets this big. It gets very small. The dates are very small. They never get bigger. When he cut down the tree, that was it. The dates weren't growing bigger. How do you make those dates ripen? You put them into these baskets and they ripen by itself. See here, when he cut down the tree, he did not destroy the dates. The dates were still going to ripen because dates don't grow bigger than this. That's Pshat Rav Loi. Of course Rav Loi did not destroy, he now destroyed food. He now on Shvias. He did not destroy the food. These kafnisa were still going to grow further.